This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We had this WWE simulator and I went through it. Let's take a look at what I've done.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are here in Riyadh and I'm here with my niece's husband, Muhammad Sheikh. How are you, Muhammad?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
You must be better, even better now that I'm here. We've also got the Sheikh Muawiyah Tucker with us. He's a specialist in crypto Islamic finance.
Bitcoin, brother.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Bitcoin, not crypto.
There you go, that's the new metro. Statistically wise, this is the fastest, largest rollout of a metro system ever in history.
In the world.
Say that again to me one more time.
Fastest and largest rollout of a metro system in the world, in history.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing the whole city in one go.
So tell us, where are we now? So this is a place, where are we?
Another.
Okay, yeah, so tell us. It's a nice area to walk. Riyadh.
Next to.
Oh, this is a famous place. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know why it's so famous.
It's a famous thing.
Okay. We're here with beautiful princes of Saudi Arabia who have a real love for Islam. We've had a real conversation with them, and they are now intermingling, as you can see, with the cheetahs. I'm beautiful. No, I don't have the same courage as these guys when it comes to... I love their smell, you know.
Yeah.
I love that.
MashaAllah. You're a great man.
What did you call it? Benevolent one?
It's called benevolent control.
Oh, I love it.
Benevolent control. Because without control, there's no discipline.
Yes.
Without discipline, there's no order, brother. Because discipline is... the norms of creation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
He created norms.
He has. Adat.
Not only adat, beyond that. Fitrah. That's what the fitrah is. Without discipline, there's no fitrah.
So these guys have got a mini Eiffel Tower here. As you can see the view here, they've tried to create a kind of artificial lake. I don't know what to call this. But it does look nice. You've got these screens that they put. And there's another mall here. With a similar vibe. It's called Granada Mall, I think it is. Very nice. Yeah, so this is something common in these lands. You find this kind of artificial kind of screens and stuff like that. But it's quite nice. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Tell me more about this.
My first time here.
It's all right. You can see this is like a... They create this kind of an effect, you know what I mean? So... yeah, it is nice. This is one of the main attractions here in Riyadh. Yeah, it's called Boulevard World. If you've been to Dubai and you know there's like a mall where it's got like a section for each of the nationalities, this is taking the same kind of concept and trying to run with it. What you realize about Saudi Arabia is that it's got a very vibrant night culture. Would you agree with this in Riyadh?
Yeah, amazing night. The night starts from 9 p.m.
Yeah,
that's when everyone wakes up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like even
the thing is, go on. You see kids with families at that time, which is very strange. They come with young kids going outside at that time.
It is something that if you saw a kid on a bouncy castle at 1 o'clock in the morning in England, you'd call the police. Here it's a normal thing.